When the Rebbe introduced the concept of Limud Gula Moshiach, the Rebbe used an interesting expression, saying in Hayra that not only should we learn the Sichas and the Kutei Sichas of Nesidireinu that speak about Moshiach, we should learn the Maimorim and the Kutei Sichas. That there's two components to the Rebbe's Torah. There are Sichas and Maimorim. And if you want to properly live with Moshiach, you have to learn the Maimorim and the Kutei Siches of Nesidireinu. On the subject of Kitzin, there is a fascinating Maimer of the Rebbe. The Rebbe said the Maimer, Tisha B'Av Nidcha, Shabbos Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazoin, Tov Shem Chof Dalet. It was later given out in the Kuntres. We know that Tov Shem Nun Aleph, Tisha B'Av also came out on Shabbos. And in honor of Chamisha Osir Ba'av, they put out a Maimer, Ketzom L'Choyshech. The Rebbe was Magia, that Maimer, almost 30 years later. It's a long, deep Maimer. It's printed in the Sefer Maimorim, Melukat Chelek Hei. And we are going to learn parts of that Maimer in this year and in Mir Tashem in the coming year. So there's a Pasuk in Iyov. The Pasuk in Iyov, Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Gimel says, Ketzom l'choyshech, he put an end to darkness. In other words, darkness is going to end. Golos is going to end. It's not going to be indefinite. V'isa b'medrash, the medrash says, Zman nosan lo'olam kamashonim yosef ba'afela. The Eibishter put a limit, like a time clock in the world. How long will the world sit in darkness? Now the Tzemach Tzedek brings down what it says in the Zohar on the Pasuk, that there is a set time for the Choshech HaGolos. There's an end time. It's not going to be here forever. An interesting question. If everything has a set time, Olam Hazeh is Zman and Mokim. So everything has a end and a set finite limitation. So what's the chiddush that also choshech has the end? Why would I think not? Ubiyoyser, and he move on, says the Rebbe, it's even more not understood. The fact that the Eibishter had to put an extra emphasis and put, so to speak, a kate to the choshech, mashma, that really choshech would not have an end. But because the Eibishter wanted that there should be an end to Choshech, Ketzom L'Choshech. But seemingly there really should be an end for Choshech on its own. Says the Rebbe, V'yesh Loimar B'Yirbizah, the Rebbe gives the Nekuda of the explanation. The Zesh HaDvar Mabilti Ratzuyim Einan Nimtzoyim B'Yadal Dichim Sh'Nikspu L'Toiva. This, that everything has an end, that means bepoil mamish, it won't go on. Why? Because when you're doing good things, there's positive, so time of simcha, there's no avelus. So too with Ur and Choshech, that we know that Ur is doiche Choshech, that's the teva of Ur. Ma'at Ur, doiche harbe Choshech, kol shkein harbe Ur, that light dispels darkness. So, v'inyin ketzom l'choshech, when Moshiach comes, and there's not going to be choshech, doesn't mean that just bepoil mamish, there's going to be light, and therefore there won't be dark. That's not the explanation of the words ketzom l'choshech. Rather, shelo yishayich klal inyin ha-choshech, that the metzias of choshech won't exist, not just bepoil, but also bekoyach, it will be not shayich, the whole idea of choshech. Why? And that's why the Geula Asida is going to be a Geula Nitzchis, Shein Achareya Golos, not just because Poyom Mamish, there's always going to be Ur, because we're going to remove the possibility of Choshech. In other words, think of it, for example, of somebody trying to come into this room that we don't want. So one way is you put up a strong wall, a strong door, a strong barrier. So Poyom Mamish, the person's never going to be able to come in, but he's technically still there behind the other side of the wall. Then you remove that person, period. So it's, even if the door is open, he can't come in. He no longer exists. And that's what it means. Ketzom l'choshech, that the Eibush is going to remove Choshech Be'etzem. Now, why is it going to be different? Why certain times does Choshech just run away, and when Mashiach comes, Choshech is going to disappear? Says the Rebbe, Toli B'dargas Or, it depends on the type of Or that's Nizgala. To push away choishech, you don't need a intense light, even a little or ma'at or is doiche choishech. But if you want to destroy choishech, uproot choishech completely, that's a or bilti mugbul. That comes through a gili or, which is unlimited, completely bligvul. Like the Medrash says, that Gulas Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though it was the first Gula and all the other Gulas and the Gulas that came afterwards, Ha'isa Gula Shesh Achrea Gulas. There was a Gulas that followed it. It wasn't infinite. However, the Gula seed is going to be an everlasting Gula. Why? Because the Gula seed is compared to a light of a candle. A light of a candle in a dark room will bring light, but you could put out the candle also. However, Gula Sida is like a Ur, which you can't put out. Ur Shein Shayach by Kiboy. Imagine like the sun itself. That it's so bleak vul that there's no hefsik. Therefore, Tia Gula Nitzchi Shein Achra Golos. We're going to have the unlimited Gula. There's not going to be Golos. In the Ur 12, this that it says, Kate Som L'Choyshech, is not just because the bleak vul of the earth, also because the Choyshech is going to be disappeared on its own, which we'll be talking about soon. And now the Rebbe in Ois Gimel says a big chidush, very, very geshmaki point. What does the Rebbe say? V'ni yedua shekol giloi al yedei Torah. Every gili in the world comes through Torah. Torah is called Torah Ur, the Mishlei. Ner mitzvah v'Torah Ur. Umizem muvan, from this is self-understood. The kivan, the bitul agolos, choshech agolos, huayedei Ur, being that we just said that the catalyst, the cause of the bitul of golos is because we're going to have such an Ur blikvul, which is going to destroy the possibility of choshech. So how do we bring that into our world? What can we do? What my seinu of the seinu can we do to bring down the Ur HaBli Gvul? The Rebbe says over here, big chidush. V'chein b'chtei l'karev u'lamar ed yoises ha'gula asida. If someone wants to be mekarev the geula, ho'ayde limur ha'toyra be'inyin ha'ur. You have to learn about Ur. Ur 14. The noise of Lazesh, a Torah Bechlal, who Ur, in general Bechlal, any part of Torah is Ur. Ner mitzvah of Torah Ur. So any part of Torah is connected to Ur. And especially Pnimiyas HaTorah, which is considered the Ur. We said Ur Kesalm, that comparison to Nigla the Torah, it's Guf and Neshama. So Pnimiyas HaTorah is Ur. So in essence, every part of Torah, and especially Pnimiyas HaTorah, is connected to Ur. Nevertheless, when you learn the inyonim of Ur in Torah, and especially Pnimiyas HaTorah, that brings the Ur into the world. When you learn the concepts about it, that brings it into the world. Says the Rebbe, that's why you'll notice that the Maimer, that the Rebbe Rashab said, Shabbos Tisha B'Av Nitche, which was Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, that they pushed off to Sunday because it came out on Shabbos. So that Maimer in the year Tofresh Ayin Dalid, which this is Tofshin Chof Dalid, so that Maimer speaks about Ur. The Yeshloima, the Rebbe says, what's the connection? Shashaych is the Inyan Zel, Tisha B'Av Nitchu. What's the connection to speaking about Ur, to Tisha B'Av Nitchu, pushing off Tisha B'Av? We know that Chazal tell us, Rabbi Shita, kivin de nitche nitche. That once you push it off, it should be pushed off. In other words, when Halacha pushes off the tonus of Tisha B'Av, it's a nesinas koyach for us to push off Tisha B'Av forever. In other words, Moshiach comes, we push off Tisha B'Av forever. what can we do to push away Tisha B'Av? What can we do to bring the Geula? Utchias u'bitul ha'golos u'ayidei Ur. The way we get rid of that is the Ur. And like he brings down the R18, that in that mimer that Rebbe Rashab says, the Be'ur ain't shayach inyan ha'golos. There's no golos to Ur. And being that Ur ain't shayach inyan ha'golos, so when we learn about Ur in Torah, and especially we learn about Ur in Pnimiyas HaTorah, that's the way, Ketzam Nechoyshech, we're Mevatel, the golos.